Welcome back, 1207 in the zone. Justin Akre, Christian Kane.
Here, present.
Where bullying is always welcome. It is the zone.
In hazing.
The Fury Electric Studio. Or hazing.
You treat people like pledges around here.
Matt, was that cool when I pulled Chris's underwear over his head in the break?
That was hilarious.
That was awesome.
Wasn't that cool?
That was awesome. I thought it was cool. We are going to go to the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline here at 1207 to start this hour. We're going to talk to an actual doctor.
MD?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Dr. Eric Gordon going to join us here from Arkansas Specialty Orthopedics, talking about the clinic that is continuing for the next couple of weekends. Doc, did you have any Halloween injury-related visitors over the weekend?
Luckily, no Halloween related. I don't think.
It can be a jungle out there if you're fighting for position to get the best candy with the other children.
Well, that is definitely true. Definitely true.
Or if you know a parent told their kid that they ate all their candy like they did on Jimmy Kimmel, there could be some injuries after that. Kids can get physical.
I have a legitimate question for you. There have been in my time with UCA this year some unbelievable injuries. It has been pretty remarkable, the number of lower leg injuries that have resulted in season enders for a lot of young athletes. Have you, and there's been such a focus on concussions, so guys have been, and again, people have always been taught, I think, to stay away from the head, more so now than ever before because of the focus. Have you seen any sort of increase? This is all anecdotal, of course. I'm not looking for any statistical information. But from a lower leg injury, are you seeing any more of that, any less of that, any change at all?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because there's so much variability year to year. I would say I take care of North Little Rock High School, and we have had a bad year over there as far as injuries go. And that team has just been decimated. And mostly with knee injuries, like you said, there's been a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a lot this year, that's for sure.
Is there anything they should be doing? I mean, I understand everybody's going through strength and conditioning programs and trying to get their bodies ready. Is there anything that to prevent that, or is that just, I guess, the nature of the sport?
Well, I mean, some of it's the nature of it, but I do think there are definitely training methods you can undertake to help limit your risk. Maybe not completely eliminate it, but limit it. And, you know, we are coming up into the off season. We got one more week of regular season and playoffs, and then it's going to be time to get in the gym and work. The two main things I think people really need to focus on is in their lifting and lower extremity strengthening that can limit some of those injuries is a couple things. One, really working on what I call your posterior chain. So your butt, your hamstrings, you know, your glutes, those are very important, and they're often overlooked. I mean, a lot of players like to do, you know, squats and leg press, working mm-hmm. on the front part of your knees, the quads, but the back part of your legs are so important to prevent injury. So I think focusing on that posterior chain exercises are very important. The other thing is that a lot of people don't learn how to decelerate. You know, a lot of these ACL injuries are actually due to a quick deceleration or a change in direction. Where they're not even hit, but they're non-contact injuries. So they're oftentimes not taught properly how to decelerate. They focus so much on going fast and accelerating, they don't learn how to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you do that is just to practice it. Like any skill, any maneuver, you practice it. And what you want to do is make sure that you, when you decelerate, you land soft, drop your butt, and make sure that your knee does not go past your foot when you're slowing down.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, you shouldn't run so fast. That's dangerous. I never had that problem. It's amazing. What about off-season-wise? Are there things that the guys can do to prevent injuries in the off-season as far as training programs, things like that? I guess the same stuff you were talking about.
And well, I think exactly what I'm talking about. Although yeah. The first thing I'd encourage people to do once the season's over is take a couple weeks off.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times people will just roll into the next season very aggressively or roll into baseball or basketball, but really just giving your body a rest for a couple weeks letting it catch up is never a bad idea. And, you know, so I think that's very important. And then realizing that your body needs recovery time as well. So when you're working out in the off season, you got to have recovery days scheduled in there to do something else or let your muscles recover.
What about supplements for young folks? I mean, obviously, most of the stuff they're going to get a hold of, they can legally take. Anything you suggest more of, less of, the same amount? What kinds of things do you suggest for, say, teens playing sports?
Well, I think supplements are an important part. You know, there's a lot of marketing around those. It's a big time business this year, but there's a lot of research that studies that show supplements do help you get stronger and faster and get the benefit from your workout. Most of the supplements on the market are safe. I mean, the main thing I'm looking at is making sure that athletes get good vitamins and minerals and also a proper amount of protein and carbohydrates to refuel your muscles. You know, you beat them down during a workout, but you got to refuel. And really, you want to take that supplement within 15 to 20 minutes from the end of your workout. So your muscles at that time are wanting nutrients, so you got to feed them right then, and that can help you grow and get stronger.
The clinic continues through November 16th at Arkansas Specialty Orthopedics, 600 South McKinley in Little Rock. And the number is 501-663-3647. I guess you can't do anything for hurt feelings, can you? Because that's been a big issue for Razorback fans this year.
Yeah, it's been a tough one, for sure. I don't know, we need like a sports psychologist for the whole state, I think.
Yes.
But, this one.
Well, we're going to have to do, because we're the next best thing. So they're going to have to just call up here and vent a little bit so nobody goes crazy. I don't need people's heads exploding over this. So, Doc,
right.
Appreciate the time. Thanks for all the good work you do, and we'll catch up again soon.
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care. That's Dr. Eric Gordon on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. So, how about some Keith Lee Service Community Live Fan feedback? Then we'll take a call and get into the entertainment report. By the way, we're going to get a review, I think, of a movie that came out.